Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up? It's your boy, The Fed Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Biggest rock festival in the Pacific Northwest returns
to White's River Amphitheater. Pain in the Grass.
Three big days, Labor Day weekend. Join us Friday for Incubus Sublime with Rome.
Saturday, Alice in Chains, Breaking Benjamin, Bush, A-Ron Jones, Walking Papers, and more. And then on Sunday, Sammy Hagar, George Thorogood, Queensryche. Every single one of those days, you could be a part of the Men's Room Happy Hour and a Half.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
You know that we can drink for three straight days. For 4 hours and a half, at least.
Because that'll be the only time we drink.
Yeah,
those will be the only drinks we have.
The entire time?
That's correct.
We're not doing any drugs?
Nope.
We're just going to drink for that hour and a half with you. Those ticket packages are on sale now, KISW.com. Hope to see you there. All right, question. When did your day go horribly wrong? 206-421-ROCK.
We were just having a discussion amongst ourselves about those times in the past when you're young. You're still unsure of yourself in spite of whatever woman was hitting on you is telegraphing everything she possibly can to let you know you like her. And you don't pick up on it. But now we can look back and realize that we were dummies. Well, someone here says, in high school, I was invited to a girl's house sitting on the lake, and she had a friend over. They went skinny dipping.
Ooh.
I was too afraid to. Went home with no action. I regret it 19 years later. 19.
That's a tough one.
It will never escape you, man. You know, it's just, it happens. Mm-hmm. Hello, Greg. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, my day went terribly wrong first thing in the morning.
Perfect.
Maybe it started the night before, because this is not only a tale of woe, but one of a cautionary tale.
Okay. I feel like we're about to watch an after-school special.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Pay attention, kid. The lesson is, don't take a bath on a hangover. Stick to a shower.
Okay.
Okay.
Why is this?
Feeling crummy, and I thought, you know, a nice warm bath would feel good. So I slipped down into that warm bathtub, and my stomach was a little queasy, and, well, you know, I had a little accident.
Mm. In the bathtub?
In the tub!
Wait, in the tub?
In the tub, man. Now, okay. This is gross. Gross. I couldn't stand up, so I was like, oh, I was so disgusted. I leaned towards the toilet to barf, missed the bowl, hit it, splashed all over the place. Disgusting. So I reached for the glass on the sink to rinse out my mouth, but it fell and it broke. So now I can't get out of the tub. There's broken glass on the floor. I'm sitting in my own filth, barf all over. I reached to pick up a piece of glass and I cut my finger. Now there's blood and bark. I'm sitting in filth. I cried out, oh my God, help me please. At that moment, the bathroom door opens up. My wife sticks her head in and she says,
I'm not cleaning that up.
So, there you have it.
Good morning.
In the shower.
What did you drink?
Good morning.
Yeah, what were you drinking the night before?
Yeah, what did you drink?
Tequila.
Tequila.
How long ago was this?
20 years.
I was going to say.
I was hoping you said a week.
I believe the tequila game has got a lot more tolerable as far as your morning hangovers go.
Well, they've improved the tequila,
yes,
right? I mean, there's no doubt about it.
You can't drink the whole bottle, but...
You know what, Greg? They might advertise.
That was kind of the problem. I did.
They might even put on the bottles now, like, no longer likely to poop yourself in the bath.
I had one. I went to a happy hour for a couple of coworkers of a TGI Fridays. Sitting at the bar, I'm going to get one beer, I'm going to do one shot, I'm going to drive home, it's after work. I get the 22-ounce Bud Light or whatever the hell they got at TGI Fridays. I get a shot, they want to do Jose Cuervo. Do a shot of Jose Cuervo. Cuervo was not my normal drink. I was not a tequila guy. I was not a fan of gold. I think at that point in time, I was more on the tip of kind of Tawaka and the just more of a liqueur fireball.
Sure.
Something a little bit easier than that. Anyway, I get on the Beltway. I start driving home, and all of a sudden, I get the mouth sweats, and I'm like, oh, no. And I'd had some nachos. I'd had a couple chicken wings. I'd ordered some appetizers. I'm like, oh, yeah. No. And, I mean, the mouth sweats are coming on, and I just, all of a sudden, it just went boom.
Right.
All on the inside of the windshield. The inside of the windshield. Just covered in appetizers, nachos, beer, and tequila. It was so heavy that it started going down into my...
Into the vents. Uh-huh.
This was not good. So I pull over on the side of the road. I don't have anything to clean off the inside of the window so I can see. I take my shirt off, and I wipe the inside.
That is some hillbilly looks right there.
Oh, yeah. I wipe the inside of the glass, and I realize that it's all going down, like, basically where you would use your, clearing the window with air, whatever that's called. It's going down in there. So now, okay, I got most of it cleaned up by the time I got home. Keep in mind, I was shirtless guy driving home. I don't know what you know about shirtless guy, but it's like, if you're a shirtless guy, you probably...
You're comfortable with it.
It's back to like the non-seatbelt years.
Right.
It feels really weird to put a seatbelt on when you're a shirtless guy.
Yeah, but it does.
It's rare. I mean, it's got to be a sunny summer day to see shirtless
guys. And
guy
your air conditioner
around.
Doesn't work. I mean, everything.
And so basically at this point in time, we're heading into the fall. We're heading into the colder months. So I start using my, whatever that is, the...
Defrost.
Defrost. That's what it is. Why can't I freaking think about that? And you could smell the tequila. You could smell the rot of the beer. It's almost like yeast and tequila and all this stuff.
And beef and chicken.
And the only way that, like, I had a carport at the time, so my car wasn't in a garage, so when it would freeze, you had to turn the heat on to get it defrosted. Uh-huh. And you just sit in your car, and it was like, oh, God. Oh, my God. It never went away. It never dissipated.
Well, My wife, her old car, and this is right before we moved to Seattle. She knows she's going to move here with us, but she's going to spend a couple of months on the East because her sister's getting married, right?
Mm-hmm.
No problem. She has quit her job. She's working at the Washington Times at the time, and they have this massive-ass Christmas party. She's like, I got to go to this. I'm like, oh, I get it, man. You know, she's been working there however many years. Say goodbye to the coworkers. Well, her and a very good friend of hers, who also worked there, knows she's leaving, and they threw down as people do, and it was all red wine, and I'm not giving this much thought, and it was like some kind of chicken dish. I don't remember. Doesn't matter. The party ends. She's 15 sheets to the wind, so she's like, hey, can you drive home? Now, I'm pretty drunk, but I'm nowhere in the condition she is. So with one eye closed, I drove 40 miles to get back from D.C., to Baltimore, and she is passed out, which is good, right? There's a sign that says, welcome to Baltimore. You are now officially in the city limits, and maybe 200 yards, that's it, down the road, is a gas station. And I'm going to pull in there to get her water because she's starting to come to, and she starts doing, I think I'm going to be sick. Well, because it's a Christmas party, it's December, man. It's like 19 degrees outside. So I'm trying to tell her, I said, man, open the window and puke out the window. But she just keeps repeating, I'm going to be sick. I said, okay, then hang on. I'm pulling into that gas station, which is now maybe 14 feet away. We're in a movie. Oh. We will be there in 1/8
I know.
Of 1 second.
Why can't people hold it?
And she rolled
Nobody
out.
Can.
This was a crank window, okay? So she did like one crank. So it opens about a quarter of an inch. And she just, bah! And I mean, it ricochets off the window. And all I remember, it's pure red with chicken bits. And this is already gross, all right? So I pull into the parking lot. I'm like, God damn, like you. So I get out, and there's this long-ass line at the gas station, and I just want paper towels. So I grab the paper towels. They're like $1.29 or something. And I keep looking out the car, so I tell the cashier, I said, man, I really need to get this. So I take a five, and I just toss it to him. I said, just keep the change. I don't care, right? So I'm out there trying to clean up. Well, to the cashier's credit, He came outside. He's like, sir, you know, you got $3 and some change. And then he looks at the car and he's like, oh.
I said, yeah. Oof. Yeah.
So I cleaned it up. We finally get to my place. And so now I got to get her into the shower. As I'm carrying her into the shower, she pukes on top of my bald head. And the thing about it I remember most, I could feel a piece of chicken, like, behind my ear.
Ah, ooh, ear chicken.
But I have her, yeah, there's a piece of ear chicken, and I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm wearing nice clothes, man, because we went to this freaking Christmas party. But then I have to go out and clean the car, and it's the same thing where a bunch of it went to the vents.
And also,
which we discovered later,
the door well.
The goddamn pocket in the door,
oh,
man, and
no.
It was up to, like, my palms. You dip your fingers in, and it's just like, and I'm like,
you can't,
oh my
you
God.
Can't get it out.
I
did that. I did that last time my dad was in town.
He puked in your car?
No, his girlfriend did.
In your the hot dogs?
And I'm telling you, the same exact thing. Like,
they're too old for that.
I know, they're in their 60s, 70s.
You said, well, they did tequila and hot dogs.
Just give me 2 seconds. Just 2 seconds. I'll pull off the side of the road. I'm literally 200 yards away from my house. I'm fine. I can't believe how they're... I messed up there.
Right.
Open the... She just threw up all into the doorwell. And I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no. It's like a... Like a pool of vomit, and there's hot dogs in it.
Somehow that makes it worse.
There's French fries floating.
Did you clean it up, or did you make her clean it up?
Oh, she was not. She couldn't. She was. She needed to be helped.
Right. You can either wait 24 hours for someone to soak.
I mean, I got sick once in high school, puking out a window on a car we owned.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, as soon as I woke up, my mom was like, "Oh, you're going outside to clean it." And I was like, "Clean up what?" And they're like, "Oh, wait." And I was like, "No. I puked out the window." They're like, "Yeah, it's summertime. The other window was down."
Oh,
yeah. And it just, yeah.
Niles, you have a problem with family members who can almost make it to your house.
Mm-hmm.
You have
so close.
You have a woman that puked in the car, hot dogs, and all. You have someone else.
That's what I'm saying.
Who pooped on the side of your neighbor's house because they could not make
that
it.
That was crazy.
8 more steps to
when's
get to your house.
When's the last time that you couldn't make it to the bathroom? One way or another. Like, I will pinch my mouth, throw up in my mouth 5 times, and still make it to where I need to go for the most part now.
Yep, vomit's a little different than like
I'm talking all orifices, everything. Right. I mean, I for the most part, I have accidentally slipped on a fart, but that was not because I was trying to make it to the bathroom.
Didn't know you had to go.
I just thought I misjudged, right? But I still could have made it to the bathroom had I known.
Have you had the moment, like, when you have to pee real bad, and this happens to everybody, but the closer you get to the toilet, the more agonizing it becomes, right?
Absolutely.
So you are sprinting. But as I'm undoing my pants, like, I'm starting to pee. And it's this thing where my goal is to get the underwear off of my penis before it starts spraying. And, I mean, it is like a bit, it's like a MacGyver episode. Like, the bomb has counted down to 1 second, and in that moment, you finally defuse it.
Because you know you're there. As soon as you walk in the front door, it's like, now it's coming on heavy. But I still can make
it. In the elevator, man, and I've had many conversations with different dudes, and we all admit to it, there are times you're on the elevator, and you are jumping up and down and running back and forth because you have to pee so bad. But then when the door opens, as far as anyone else can tell, you're standing there perfectly calm, and you go on a fast walk. But when you're in the elevator, you're just like, oh, my God. And literally, you're grabbing your penis and squeezing it so that it won't leak. That's one thing I admire about little kids. When they got to go.
They hold it.
You can tell.
But they have no shame in it. They grab their junk and just like, I got to go to the bathroom. You go like, obviously.
When did your day go horribly wrong? 206-421-ROCK.
It is amazing how you can get home sometimes. And it's like you can barely open your own toilet to drop a deuce. Yeah. But yet you could hold it the entire time.
Have you run into the house where you actually left your front door open? Like, I don't have time to even, seriously. I hope no one breaks into my home while I'm in the bathroom. But like, I don't have time to close this. Like, I must. I've had to pee in my own sink because the bathroom is too far away from the front door. Seriously, like the kitchen from the front door, the kitchen was there first. The bathroom was like another 10 feet. Like, I don't have 10 more feet in me, man. And you're standing over the kitchen sink, like, yeah, I'm not going to tell anyone about this.
No.
Maybe I should have moved the dishes out of the way first. But when you got to go, you got to go. Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, guys. So, this is my story, my first date.
All right.
And I went out with this girl, really, really smoking hot, Colombian. And the first date went well. I went to the Fremont Beer Festival over there. And so we agreed on a second date. And so when I showed up to the second date, well, beforehand, we were talking about dancing, and we were expected to go dancing on our second date. And so I was all dressed up, nice, looking hot as hell. And I show up, and we're at another place in Fremont. And when I ended up going inside with her, and there's whole hall of people, and it ended up being like a cult-type deal. Have you guys heard about the Landmark Group in Fremont?
The what group?
The Landmark.
I'm unfamiliar with the Landmark Group.
So, yeah, so they base themselves in Fremont, and they are all about, like, self-empowerment and all that stuff.
Okay.
And when, the whole time I was getting confused because I was, like, there was no dancing, and they all started talking about how this group helped them so much, and after all of it, there was many people who were there too, brought by other people, and they were all confused as well. And we ended up having to leave. I wanted to get out, but they were trying to block our way, saying, "Hey, how's it going? Want to join our group? It'll be like $600."
And how long did it take you to finally get out of there?
Oh, I just shot between people and looked at my date and told her bye.
Did she want you to go there with her?
Yeah, she wanted me to go there with her.
Oh, so she Amway'd you.
Yeah, she tried to get me into the group. All right.
Damn, you got to see if you have fun. Check it out. Sure.
Hey, yeah, I mean, it's really cool people. I think you'll like where they're at. That's people commenting on their bathroom failures. This one. I've never had this. I've gotten close to this. It's never happened. Says, man, this one time I was at this girl's house going number one, peeing, standing up, and the biggest wall of poo came out ever. Well, I have to leave and go to work. I'm looking everywhere for things to clean it up. It was everywhere. So he's standing up peeing. That loosens the muscle, ends up rocketing a turd on the backside.
I've never done that.
I have not done. I've gotten close.
No.
I've gotten close. You're just at the urinal, and you're like, oh. And then it's one of those moments, especially when other people in the bathroom, you kind of zip up your pants and head to a stall, and everyone knows exactly what has just happened.
Yeah, unless the stall's taken.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah.
Have you ever asked anyone to hurry up?
No.
Hey, man, come on, dude, seriously.
Well, it's just like, I don't know that I have to go number two. I'm just afraid to pee.
Right, because once you lose that muscle, like, it's all connected, man.
When did your day go horribly wrong? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Yeah, guys, this happened back in the 70s, and we were partying on a Friday night. And happened to get out on the road to take a buddy home, and another buddy left with us. Just so happened I took some LSD with the buddy right before we left. So I'm driving down Martin Luther King Road. We decided we'd race each other. So we're flying down the road at about 80 miles an hour, and I see a cop, but I didn't really realize whether or not he saw us. Sure enough, about 8 blocks later, he pulls us over and says, "We were doing 100 plus miles an hour."
It's impossible. I'm high on acid.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm driving a 53 Chevrolet with a 6-cylinder in it. It won't go faster than 85. At any rate, so we're just starting to get a buzz on, and the Seattle police decided they'd take us downtown. So I spent the whole night with the buddy in the King County Jail high on LSD.
Do you think that made it better or worse?
I mean, if you're going to,
Because, I mean, like, I've been in jail.
The smell was worse.
It was worse. Yeah. Okay.
You know, I mean, the drunk tank is bad enough if you're drunk and you're smelling all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when your senses are super hyper.
See, I don't know, man. I'm torn. If they said, look, we got to throw you in the tank overnight. Mm-hmm. And you go like, all right, that sucks. But we're real forgiving cops. If you'd like a tab of acid, we cannot guarantee you.
You're not going to sleep.
I think I would take the hit.
Still going to be hard to sleep, no matter what.
I didn't sleep when I was there. You know what I mean? You just, because you're amped up, you're angry, and you're not quite sure how this is going to play out. Like, is this more permanent than I think it is?
Or am I here all weekend?
So I think I would rather trip.
I think it depends on what you're in.
What do you mean?
Like, he yeah, because, I mean, jail sucks enough when you're just in, like, in a bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
But the chaos of growing up to the tears, like, that was frightening enough. Yeah. I can't imagine being on acid. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I can still hear screams.
Oh, Jesus. You can still hear screams when you're checking in?
Right, because when you go upstairs, like, that's people that are in there, right? Now you're just kind of in county.
Right.
And they're just, yeah, I could still hear those two dudes laughing. Laughing their butts off.
You be all right, fat boy.
Oh. Let me bail your fat ass out.
Is that what they were saying?
Yeah, except, yeah.
Right.
They're using more colorful language.
Someone will bail your fat ass. Thanks.
He's scared as hell.
When did your day go horribly wrong? 206-421-ROCK.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Talk about this yesterday in the office. Two climbers were rescued after one fell 80 feet into a crevasse on Mount Rainier. Mm-hmm. That's a long way to fall. Two were on the mountain on May 11th when they called 911 about 8:10 in the evening. Tell officials that bad weather forced them to stop climbing. They were at about 13,000 feet. 12,800 to be exact. They were on the Couch Glacier, climbing route below Poteau-Kleber, I believe. I don't know. Either way, officials say the two did not ask for help. The next day at 7:30 in the morning, the party called again saying they were starting their descent. Then 3 hours later, the two called again when one climber said his partner had fallen into a large crevasse with arm and leg injuries. Two climbers ended up being rescued by helicopter.
Eventually.
On May the 13th, yes. The Chinook helicopter, along with the Portland Rescue Squad, went to the mountain to help. Heavy and erratic winds forced them to wait several hours before returning to help the climbers. Both ended up getting flown off the mountain. They, I don't know if they threw a rope. Somehow they got 80 feet.
That yeah, low. Man.
I'm afraid of heights. But to not know that you are on top of a potential huge fall.
Right.
So it's one thing to look over a balcony and go, whoa, I'm way up here on a bridge or whatever, but...
It's another thing to step into an empty elevator shaft
exactly,
when the door's open.
Fall 80 feet. Yeah, right. No, thanks. When did your day go horribly wrong? 206-421-ROCK.
We were talking about unfortunate pooping experiences. A few people have contributed, because it will ruin your day.
Oh, nice.
Says, what is it? I had to take my mother to the doctor, to a doctor's appointment. This is early during COVID, so I had to wait in the car. After a cup of coffee and a cigarette... I got the bubble guts bad. Yeah. I couldn't go into the office, so I tried fighting it for half an hour. There was no stopping it. I had to go S in the bushes and use my boxers for TP. And then they had good times. Someone else says I had to poop at the Safeway restroom, which, no offense to Safeway, one of the most disgusting restrooms on earth. And it doesn't matter which location.
It doesn't matter what grocery store it is.
Any grocery store
bathrooms are the strangest.
Which is weird, because they're one of the cleanest places you go, until you get to the bathroom, right? But it says, I had to poop in the Safeway restroom. The moment I sat down to do the business, guy walks in, makes a huge, then walks out to complain to the Safeway employee who was outside the restroom, and said I was pooping for 30 minutes. I yell, what the F out loud? I just got in here, you impatient bastard. Someone else, I used to be a delivery driver, once at a dead stop of traffic on 520. I had to go in the back of the truck and poop into a bag that I put into a milk crate. It was an awful experience. Someone else, let's see, I had to poop so bad I parked at the closet bathroom, which was a library. I ran into the bathroom. It only had one stall and one urinal. Well, the stall was taken, so I had no option but to S in the urinal.
Oh, there's a move. Wait,
then S the guy in the stall for some toilet paper. Horrible moment in my life.
Damn.
Yeah, I guess so, man.
When did your day go horribly wrong? 206-421-ROCK. That would be tough.
What would you have him do? I would recommend the trash can over the urinal. Because at least you can cover it and kind of hide it. But it's...
Yeah, the urinal's terrible.
And then have to ask a dude for toilet paper. Hello, TJ. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores. All right, fellas, put your chin straps on. You're going to love this one.
All right.
In the year 2000, I was accepted to officer school in the United States Air Force. I was 31 years old. I had no prior military experience. And so anyway, first day we're there. We had chow. Then we were in this big auditorium for a class, and then they gave us a couple minutes break to get some water or something. So I decided this was going to be a good time to go take one of my checks up the payroll so I get my pay, direct deposit. So I go up where I think payroll is, and it's a big, walk into this large office, bunch of cubicles, but I didn't see anybody. So I go bombing around, trying to find somebody. Came around the corner and walked in on an officer's meeting. There was 11 commissioned officers having a meeting. And I'm just standing there with my mouth open.
And what?
I mean, we're talking everything. Go ahead.
What happens when you interrupt an officer meeting?
You're about to find out. So anyway, I'm just standing there. And we're all, there's that, like, that moment where we're just all looking at each other. And nobody says nothing for, like, it seems like an hour. And so basically what happened was is that I had to do one set of what's called RPC, which stands for Remedial Physical Conditioning. As a set of 20 push-ups, you come to attention, you say, will that be all, sir? And in my case, most of the time they said no, so I'd have to do 20 more. Total of 40. I had to do one of those for every officer that was there.
Oh, my God.
11 of them. So I make it through about the first four, so that's what, about 160. And I finally couldn't just push myself off the ground anymore. They felt sorry for me, so they kicked me out. But, so that pretty much marked me pretty well. I mean, I was walking around with a bullseye on my back like I was a Target spokesman. And so it got to the point where, word got around, to the other officers, that were already commissioned. And they would come find me. And if I was doing something wrong, which I usually was, they'd drop me down and do my thing. One day, we're walking to chow about 3 or 4 days later. And I see this captain just beelining it across the field. And I know who he's looking for. So he comes up, and so he drops me, so I'm doing my thing. One of his buddies comes up to me, and he goes, oh, what do you do this time? He goes, oh, nothing. I've got to go to a meeting off base, and I was afraid I was going to miss him. This is just for general purpose. And so it got to the point where the guys in my flight, which is about 14 guys, they started making book on the over-under on how many push-ups I do a day. And, it usually ranged from like 400 to 500. Just to let you know, my personal best, I did 700 one
wow.
day.
Wow. Dude, you had to be jacked. You had to be
yoked.
I was going to say, seriously.
Just straight up yoked. And so, and a lot of times I'd hear these guys making these bets, and they go, hey, what's the over-under today? 450. Oh, yeah, give me the over. Never once did I hear anybody take the under.
Because they didn't want to lose.
No. I mean, it was the best bet, the best bet you could find. Take the over on
CJ. And all you did was accidentally walk in on a meeting, and you were just trying to figure out how to do direct deposit on your check?
Pretty much.
Okay.
But you end up getting swole.
Oh, I was swole is not the word. I mean, I didn't have a neck.
So what do you look like now? Has that turned to fat? Do you stay in shape or what?
Oh, I've actually slimmed down a little bit as I've gotten older. I'm down to about 250 now, but it was funny because, like I said, I mean, every single commissioned officer that was there knew who I was from day one. And they would always, I could see them, was that him? Was that him? Oh, yeah, let's go get him. And they'd line up, like one behind each other, to the point where, okay, I do this guy's RPC, then the next guy step up, like you're
taking, you know, you're getting some takeout or something. And it was just incredible. But yeah, I walked in on that meeting and there was enough brass in that meeting to make a spittoon.
Did you ever, did you give warnings to other people as they're coming into the military? Like, look, do not walk into a commissioned officer's meeting.
Well, you know, that was, well, see, my class had 200 people in it, and I was one of only three that had no prior military experience. All these guys, you know, had been in, you know, the Air Force for, you know, however many years, and they were just working their way up the ranks. So I come in as a newbie, you know, no idea. I mean, I couldn't march right. I couldn't make my rack right. I couldn't eat right. I did nothing right for like 2 months. And, I mean, like I said, it just got to the point where I would know it was
coming. I believe him. I do, too.
Bedroom colors here on
and that's
the
a fair quote.
You can't say on the radio.
That sucks.
Sucker. Mother.
God damn.
And please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
I couldn't do that many push-ups. I mean, I would slowly get stronger, be able to do more, but that would take more than just a couple days to get there.
Yeah, but the problem with being in the military, like, there's not a whole lot of options to that. It's not like your buddy goes, come on, man, one more. They're like,
I can do 20, then you get up and I get an attention. But then if you drop me down again, like 20 more, then okay, man, I'm fried. You can't have,
right.
Have a bunch of people in line just waiting to keep killing me, man.
That's, yeah, he said he was doing 700 a day.
That was his personal best.
When did your day go horribly wrong? 206-421-ROCK.
One quick text here. I pooped in the urinal at Disneyland, but I was a kid. Hey. No regrets. All right.
No regrets.
No regrets.
No regrets.
I mean,
I didn't feel bad.
Did you wipe?
I'm sure he cleaned himself
up. He just walked in there.
I'm at the urinal. What you going to do, fool?
I've never seen one of these before.
Let's see, like, you walk in there and you go, hey, man, someone's pooping in the urinal. You got to take care of that. You walk in, and right, it's Mr. T. Mm-hmm.
I walked into a guy's bathroom before where a girl was doing that, but she was still going to the bathroom, and she was facing forward.
Wait,
so she was basically
pooping?
No, she was peeing, but she was kind of sitting up on the urinal, like all pushed forward with the leg spread. I was like, that is impressive.
She probably is like, whatever, man.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Jacob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, this is back in about 2000 as well, when I was in the military. And my buddy and I was 20 years old. He was 19. And we went to Canada on the weekend to do some drinking since we couldn't do it around here. And we started out going to a liquor store and got Goldschläger and then 151.
Jeez.
And then we're paying quarters. And I didn't do so well. So I was already pretty buzzed before we even decided to even go to the bar. And had beers mixed with the hard alcohol, and it really put a toll on me to where they kicked me out because I couldn't even stand up no more. My buddy had to drive me back in my Blazer at the time. And, you know, those little consoles on the side doors there that where you put the you put stuff in?
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't find the door handle to open the door to puke, and ended up puking in that. And then puked all over the dash and all over myself. And then we ended up getting back to the hotel room. Ended up passing out, but I ended up puking on the bed that I was sleeping on. So when I woke up in the morning, I was covered in it. It was just disgusting. And we went outside in the morning, and the maid was out there scooping up all of our puke that we puked. So she goes, you guys have a nice night. I mean, she knew it was us because we were out there to go clean my Blazer up. And that was the worst drive ever coming back from Canada with that smell in the vehicle. And my buddy tried to put an air freshener in there, and that made it even worse.
I said that they had no chance, man.
At least coming back into the country, you know, you don't have to deal with U.S. customs. Oh, wait, you do.
Right.
It's so much easier to go into Canada than it is to come back.
It is.
It's unbelievable.
Man, well, at least it was your own vehicle. That and the maid was cool, man.
Yeah. I feel bad, though, because we used those hotel towels to get all that crap out of there. It was pretty nasty. So
I mean, the only reason I wouldn't feel as bad is I just feel like, for whatever, the hotels just kind of have that stuff happen.
They have the stuff happen.
Because people are on vacation, or it's your first time. Like, you're in a different mood, generally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but for me, it's not so much the hotel, right? Like, Sheridan could be like, listen, We deal with this all the time. Right. That's the person at the front desk. You don't deal with this.
Right.
That janitor over there or that maid who's giving me the stink eye and probably going to fart on my pillow after she makes my bed, she has to deal with it. And yes, she can know that this happens, but they're never happy to see, oh, they're having a great time. Look at the vomit everywhere.
I was saying, if, as opposed to like, I don't know, crapping in a urinal.
Right.
No regrets. Like, all right, you puked on the sheets in a hotel room. Like,
they'll ball them up, throw them out.
I took mine in a ball, just, it was covered in blood, just threw them kind of underneath the sink and put a 20 on there and said, my bad.
My bad.
My bad.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, look, I did it once. It's not even that exciting, just with a bloody nose.
Oh, right. Yeah, it's all over. It's everywhere.
Right, but it's like, it's a hotel room, so it's pitch black. Those awesome curtains are closed. Mm-hmm. The air conditioning's on. And I didn't even realize. I'm just like, what is this? And then when I finally turned on the light, I'm like, it looked like I murdered somebody in the bed.
Or like sledged their
head. Exactly what I had, too. I was like, oh, my God.
When we were in Alaska, we went up there to Hair Club, and Hair Club's pretty punctual. He tells us to meet him in the lobby. This is the day we're leaving, right? So we're going to go to the airport, fly back to Seattle. And he's taking a little longer than we expected. Not a ton of time. I'd say 10 minutes. But that's still unlike him. And when he gets down to the lobby, we're obviously sitting at the bar. And he looks a little flushed. We're like, what's up, man? He's like, listen, the maids were coming down the hallway. So they're cleaning the rooms. My room was next up to be clean, but he had poop real bad before we left. But then the toilet wouldn't flush. So he's like, there is just a mountain of S. And he's like, when I open my door to leave, you know, the maid's standing there, man. And I know she's going to see this big pile of poop that I left there. Didn't he leave her like $50 or something like that?
I think he dropped a 20. I typically drop a 20.
I mean, he felt real, real bad. I said, man, why didn't you flush? He's like, I tried to flush the goddamn toilet. It wouldn't go down. Like, yep. That is so awesome. I'm so glad that happened to you.
When did your day go horribly wrong? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Yeah.
Hello, Nick. Nick.
My problem was it happened on the first night. I had to sleep in the blood for like 3 days because I didn't want to have to call, or 2 nights because I didn't want to call the front desk and say, like, can you come clean this up for me?
Why didn't you just, like, you can ask for sheets.
Actually, I didn't want to do that.
No, I mean, you go over to the front. Actually, my wife, when we were in Baltimore, right, we're staying at this hotel, staying with the kids, no big deal. She's in the bathroom and goes, hey, do me a solid. Can you run down to the front desk and ask for toilet paper to be delivered to our room? I'm like, you got it. And she's just going to ride the toilet until I'm done. So I walk down to the front desk. First of all, there's no one there for like 5 minutes. And I'm like, oh, God, right? So this woman finally walks up. What can I do for you? And I said, hey, can you do me a favor? We just need toilet paper up in room, blah, blah, blah. So it's fairly anonymous. Well, there's a dude who's trying to be nice. And he's about to leave for the day, all right? Their shifts are changing. So as I walk back to the elevator, keep in mind, they're going to bring the toilet paper up, is the idea. When I get to the elevator, he's like, hey, my man. I'm like, what's up, man? He's like, did you need toilet paper? Now there's people in the lobby. I'm like, well, yeah. She's like, hang on, bro, hang on. Grabs his keys, opens his closet, hands me like 6 rolls. So now I'm just like, I'm holding in a poop. You know what I mean? And you can see the look on everyone's face. And I want to be like, it's not me. Mm-hmm. It's for my wife. But it was so humiliating. And then when the elevator doors open, there's this family that's leaving. And you just see all of them look at me, who's obviously a guest, not an employee, just holding all this toilet paper. And I'm like, I can't explain why this feels so humiliating. But like,
we got a real problem. Like, we got a real problem on the 12th floor.
Yeah. I'm just like, God damn it, man.
Dude, it's embarrassing to have to order more toilet paper at a hotel room. I've done it when I've been by myself.
Yeah, like, hey, sir, you just checked in 3 hours ago. Yeah.
Ryan Castle on the way. We will sit and spin. We've got 10 artists who are guilty of plagiarism. You are listening to Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.